Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, 2011, and this is San Francisco Council 11, Council Representative Matt Materni reporting. We continue to receive questions about the requalification training requirements following voluntary furlough and other extended absences. In addressing the number one question and as a matter of clarification, based on revisions to the in-flight operations training manual, the previous requirements for several weeks of initial training following an absence of greater than 60 months have been eliminated. The longest requalification training period any individual will have to attend would be for a maximum of 11 days and applies after any absence greater than 36 months. The United Learning Network, ULN, will be unavailable from 1700 Central Standard Time on Friday, January 6, 2012, through 0900 Central Standard Time on Monday, January 9, 2012, as the company uses that time to upgrade the network. During this time, the ULN will not be available for any training or reporting. Activities completed by January 6, 2012 will automatically be transferred from the current ULN to the new ULN. Of particular importance, incomplete activities in the existing ULN will not be bookmarked, and any activities in progress in the current ULN will need to be redone from the beginning in the new ULN when it launches January 9, 2012. We encourage anyone who has begun any training activities on the ULN to complete these prior to 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on Friday, January 6, 2012, in order to avoid having to repeat any training modules that have not been finalized. United Airlines reported this morning that 994 flight attendants have submitted bids for the 2012 12-month voluntary furlough. Flight attendants interested in tracking the current number of voluntary furlough requests on file may do so by signing on to Unimatic and viewing the following DIS page, DIS*32672. This information is updated each business day. All active and inactive flight attendants are eligible to bid for the voluntary furlough. We remind those flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough who wish to participate in the new voluntary furlough to submit a bid to be eligible to be awarded. If you know any flight attendants out on the current voluntary furlough, please remind them of this necessary step. Voluntary furloughs will be awarded in system seniority order. Flight attendants awarded voluntary furlough will continue to receive contractual benefits as outlined in Section 21A of our contract, including seniority accrual, retention of medical and dental benefits, as well as online past travel benefits. Also, if there is an early out option included in any upcoming tentative agreement, those on voluntary furlough will be eligible to participate. For additional information, please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. If you are interested in bidding for a voluntary furlough, please refer to the March 2012 voluntary furlough information packet and read it carefully. Voluntary furlough bids will close on January 9, 2012 at 0800 Central Standard Time, with awards to be posted no later than 1700 Central Standard Time on January 9, 2012. If you are able to volunteer for this voluntary furlough, we encourage you to do so. This program helps to save our more junior flight attendants jobs, as well as the ability for you to enjoy discretionary time off while benefiting from all the provisions afforded by our contract while taking the voluntary furlough. Information regarding the voluntary furlough or the partnership program may be found on our website at unitedafa.org/schedule/furlough. Orders for new uniform pieces using your available 2011 uniform point allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. Phone orders must be placed by 1900 Central Standard Time on Friday, December 30th. Fax, email, or website orders must be placed by 2359 Central Time on Saturday, December 31st. You may email your completed order form to Cintas via email at united@cintas.com. Uniform points not used by 2359 on December 31st, 2011 Central Time do not carry over and must be used before this deadline. Please refer to our website for specific information on important deadline dates and times regarding placement of uniform orders and on how to order uniform using your available uniform points. Please contact your uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. December 16th is the last regular paycheck we will receive in 2011. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. There is no better time than the holidays to let you know how grateful we are for everything that you do for our flight attendant community. The holiday season is a time to reflect on the successes of the past year, a time to spend with family and friends, and a time to be thankful for our solidarity as we look forward to a new year. Your hard work and commitment as a member of the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, FAN, has allowed our negotiations to take a leap forward in expedited mediation and break the dynamic that existed in regular mediation. We have enjoyed the support and encouragement from across the system throughout the year. Together, we have continued to fight for long overdue contractual improvements and narrow the issues to reach a new agreement in expedited mediation that will serve as a stepping stone to the much more comprehensive single contract negotiations. Together, we have demonstrated an ability to meet any challenges head on and do whatever it takes to get a job done. For this, we thank you. 2012 is just around the corner with new challenges and new opportunities. We remain optimistic about the potential for success in the new year. We are especially confident because we know we have a talented network of activists like you that has shown the ability to rise and meet the toughest challenges. It gives us great comfort to know that we have the best, most informed group standing beside us as we move into the final phase of expedited mediation. Let us close by saying how much we appreciate what you have done this year to make our negotiations successful and want to say a sincere thank you for your commitment and dedication throughout the year. We wish you a very happy and safe holiday season. That's all for this evening. Thank you again for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.